You're listening to SBS News.
Thousands of protesters marched through downtown Hong Kong on Sunday to express their concerns about a proposed new extradition law that would make it possible for people to be sent to mainland China to face the justice system there. Many sported yellow umbrellas, the symbol of the Occupy civil disobedience movement that paralysed parts of Hong Kong for 11 weeks in 2014. Hong Kong legislator and protest leader Claudia Mo says promises that Beijing made when the UK handed over control are not being kept.
Hong Kongers are practically fighting for our self-preservation in this practically dead environment. Dead in the sense that our one country, two systems has gone not just downhill, but practically dead.
Since its return to China in 1997, Hong Kong has maintained a separate legal system from mainland China. Under the One Country, Two Systems policy agreed by China and the UK, Hong Kong is supposed to continue for 50 years from 1997 with its own legal processes, which are very different to those in mainland China. Concerns about the proposed new extradition law brought people onto the streets last month, and then just last week, organisers of 2014's Occupy Central movement were sentenced to up to 16 months in prison. One of them, Chan Kin Man, speaking before the sentencing, says they were wrong to believe that one country, two systems could work.
Now in the verdict, the judge commented that we are naive, you know, believing that by having an Occupy movement that we can attain democracy. But what else is more naive than believing in one country, two systems?
Early estimates suggest several thousand people had joined the march along Hong Kong Island from Causeway Bay to the council in the Admiralty Business District. Protesters expressed fears that the new legislation would put ordinary Hong Kongers at risk. 19-year-old protester Isaac Cheng says his generation faced severe restrictions.
The extradition law will affect everyone, especially young people, as they will frequently join activities in the mainland or go shopping there. And once this extradition law has been passed, these activities will carry the risk of being misused to extradite people.
Another protester, legal clerk Edward Wen, says the new rules were draconian.
It basically won't matter whether you travel into the mainland. Just staying here in Hong Kong, it's hopeless anyway. The way they've organised this, as soon as they want to extradite you, it's hopeless. The most scary thing is that in the mainland, they can detain you via executive order. No crime is needed.
The peaceful marchers also chanted demands for Hong Kong's executive Carrie Lam to step down, claiming she had betrayed Hong Kong. The proposed changes have sparked an unusually broad chorus of concern from international business elites to lawyers and rights groups, and even some pro-establishment figures. Chris Patten, the last British governor of Hong Kong, who handed the city back to the Chinese rule in 1997, described Beijing's move as an assault on Hong Kong's values, stability and security. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.